FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC in KZN says it's appalled by the killing of one of its councillors in Sundumbili in northern KZN. Pendukani Mabida was shot and killed by two gunmen at his home yesterday. He was rushed to hospital where he later died. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
It's understood Mabida's killers arrived at his home pretending to be locals seeking intervention in community matters. Another person, believed to be a relative, was shot and injured during the attack. Mabida served as the Ward 18 councillor at Mandeni local municipality. The ANC says its leadership in the region is preparing to visit his family and is confident police will track down the perpetrators. It's called on community members who might have information to approach authorities. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
KZN education officials have been at a school in Overport in central Durban for a meeting after an altercation left some learners needing medical treatment. There were chaotic scenes at Centenary Secondary School yesterday, apparently prompted by a racial incident. The school was shut down and pupils sent home. The department's Muzi Mahlambi says they were joined by community members, counsellors and student representatives.
We are encouraged by the fact that the parents were outside the gate. Once they were addressed, they dispersed, which is a positive sign that if they could do that, which means that these are parents that will have control over their children.
Authorities in the USA, the remains of all 67 victims of the Washington plane crash have been recovered. An American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter collided above the Potomac River last Wednesday. Officials say all but one of the victims have been positively identified. And back home, a Johannesburg woman will be taking a plunge into the Midmar Dam in support of quadriplegics. Tarika Archery is one herself, as her life was changed 7.5 years ago when a drunk driver hit her while she waited at a red robot. She suffered a spinal cord injury. The 37-year-old will be joining the 52nd Midmar Mile race on Saturday. She says while it will be a difficult swim, she's determined to bring awareness to the lack of resources available to the disabled who can't afford it.
Anyone that's disabled or differently abled doesn't have access to a lot of therapies due to financial reasons. And generally with therapy, you do get stronger physically, sometimes emotionally and mentally. So I've been very fortunate that I have support of my family and friends. So I do a lot of therapy and I understand the benefit of it. And I would love it if the less fortunate would have access to it as well.
She's opened a backer buddy fund aiming to raise 250,000 rand. The top story this hour, the ANC in KZN says it's appalled by the killing of one of its councillors in northern KZN. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Ethan Bosch earns his first Proteas call-up for their tri-series against Pakistan and New Zealand. The Sunrisers Eastern Cape will face the Joburg Super Kings in the SA20 Eliminator this evening. And Arsenal hopeful they can turn around that two-goal deficit against Newcastle in their League Cup semi-final.